And I say that because, you know, this whole issue of looking at how people handle the funding of public schools, knowing that the schools where the tax base, where the income is much, much higher, they're going to have a much stronger tax base, but also knowing that we have politicians who will just use racial determining factors as far as where they send monies. I've shared with you before how, you know, you have some politicians within given states who will look at where the schools are, and they'll look at the total funding that they have available for public schools in a given county, in a given county, the same county, and they may deliberately channel 90% of that money to the white communities where they have public schools, and the other 10% to communities of color in the same county. And it's not because the white communities need it more, they need it less. But you have politicians, unfortunately, who are committed to doing everything in their power to make life as good as possible for members of the white community and making life as miserable as possible for members of colored communities, communities of color. And that is not by accident. That just speaks to what's in their hearts and their minds, what kind of people they are. And I'm saying that to say we need to be considering all of that when we think about where America may be by 2050 with regards to the ability of schools to make a positive difference. Underlying many of these and other findings are deep divisions along the traditional fault lines of American life, including race, age, and education. However, among the more striking differences found in their survey were those between Republicans and Democrats. Taken together, the size and frequency of these differences underscore the extent to which partisan polarization underpins not just the current political climate, but views of the future as well. Across a range of issues, the difference between partisans isn't merely apparent, it is conspicuously large. Despite shared concern about the future quality of the nation's public schools, 66% of Democrats and those who lean Democrat, but only 36% of Republicans and those who lean Republican, rate increased spending on education as a top federal government priority. Now, please be thinking about inconsistencies as we have this discussion. I often ask you to think about that. Inconsistencies. You'll find some people who will make it their business to increase spending in certain communities where they want that spending increased, while they'll make it their business to reduce spending or at least keep spending flat in other communities where it is not important to them that spending be increased. In fact, where it is important to them that spending not be increased. 58% of Democrats, but only 19% of Republicans, say the news media will have a positive impact on solving the country's future problems. 42% of Democrats say a majority non-white population will actually strengthen American customs and values. Only 13% of Republicans think that a majority non-white population will strengthen American customs and values. And remember what I shared with you previously about American customs and values. Just think about what we were just saying about education, for instance. The people who value having only certain sectors of society receive plenty of funding for education, while they also value having other sectors of society receive the bare minimum of funding for education. The exact same country, but they only want a little bit of money funneled to these sectors of our society. They want a lot of money funneled to those sectors of society. But wait, there's more. the growing income gap. The growing income gap. There are many from amongst we the people who favor supporting politicians who write the policies that ensure that the vast majority of the monies earned will go to the top wealthiest Americans, while also making sure that the 99%, especially the 80%, receive as little income as possible. The politicians adhere to, some of the politicians, particularly Republican politicians, really adhere to the whole notion of trickle-down theory, where you pour out the vast majority of the nation's wealth into the possession of the people at the very top and just let whatever they don't keep trickle down to the folks just below them, and whatever they don't keep, they let that trickle down to the folks below them, so that by the time the trickle reaches the bottom, it is so weak and so slow that the people at the bottom, and I'm thinking the 80% and certainly the 70%, are just receive just enough to survive. Those are some American customs and values held by some Americans, but not all. There are other Americans who believe that the wealth should be shared more equitably. We have a mix of values and customs in America. That's what I shared before. Won't go into a lot of detail on it today since I went into some detail about it previously. But we need to be aware of the fact that America does not have just one system of customs and values. We have a mix of customs and values, and some of those values are bad. Some of those customs are bad. Putting into place systems that are designed to make it harder for some people to vote is a custom that is held dear to some Americans, but it is a bad custom. 42% of Democrats say a majority non-white population will strengthen American customs and values. Only 13% of Republicans say the same. 61% of Democrats, but only roughly 33% of Republicans, consider the growth of interracial marriage to be a good thing for society. What would make interracial marriage a bad thing for society? Of course, as I've said before, beauty is in the heart of the beholder, because out of the heart comes hatred and malice, etc. You all know what our Creator has taught us about that. And for some people, it's just the whole issue of people of different ethnicities being married to each other. In their hearts, that's a bad thing, especially to the extent that someone from their race marries with someone else of a different race. Because remember now, interracial marriage isn't just about black and white coming together. We have Hispanics, we have Asians, we have Middle Eastern, we have Native Americans. Recent research has shown that Republicans and Democrats have moved farther apart in recent decades in their views on what the top priorities for Congress and the president should be. Let's take a look at some more of this in just a few.